Next item on the agenda, Mr. Richard Conklin, 05-0897. Mr. Badger?
Good morning, barely.
Good morning. Hope it remains barely afternoon.
Richard Conklin requests after the fact authorization to retain two additional finger piers, 12 additional mooring piles, and relocate two boat slips on his existing community pier along Chincoteague Channel at the landings in the town of Chincoteague in Accomack County. Mr. Conklin also is requesting to retain one boat slip on the south side of the adjacent motel pier that he owns. The slip was to be removed prior to the completion of the community pier. Slides. Project location, south of Causeway, on South Main Street, Chincoteague Channel, Chincoteague Island. Aerial view, arrows pointing at the pier itself, here. Coast Guard station is in this general area here, Chincoteague Channel. A little closer view, again, Coast Guard station, marina. This is the Anchor Motel, which Mr. Conklin owns, and this is the 21-unit complex that Mr. Conklin built. This pier appears to be in front of the landings property, but if you look at the survey, the actual property line comes over here. This is with the motel itself. And to the right is Tommy Mason's motel and pier. Back in October 2005, we permitted this pier here, Mr. Conklin's pier. It originally had 18 slips here and two over on the bulkhead. And it also had eight finger piers and nine mooring piles plus the three mooring piles for the slips over here. And as part of the mitigation or proper for the 20 slips over in this area, Mr. Conklin was going to eliminate all 14 slips along the motel pier in this general area here in yellow. So with all that, as a page 2 item in front of the commission back in October 07, part of the permit special condition. Permit agrees to remove 14 wet slips, boat slips adjacent to the motel property Anchor Inn, as shown on the permit drawings, which was the drawings prior to this. And the slips were supposed to be removed prior to the completion of the community pier. We did a compliance check in July of 07. A notice to comply was issued in September of 07. And we received an after-the-fact modification request on October 27th of 07. And that modification was to put the 20 slips in this area and the removal of the two slips here. Mr. Conklin also requested to keep the one slip that he's using with the one piling right here. At the time of the compliance, the T-head was not built, so a couple of the grind shots do not show the T-head, but I have been out since then, and the T-head is in compliance. This is the pier, 20 slips and pilings and finger piers. Here's the one slip on the motel that was supposed to be removed. Again, looking down in the community pier with the 10 finger piers and 20 mooring piles and the one slip on the other pier that was supposed to be removed. Closer. And I'll just leave that up. VIMS has indicated that the reconfigured pier and additional one slip on the adjacent motel pier should not significantly increase the environmental impact. The health department has granted a variance and does not object to the permit. And the project itself is already sited in a condemned area. Accomack County did not take jurisdiction since it is channel water mean low water. Project is not protested, and no state agency has commented on the project. So our summary and recommendation, Mr. Conklin originally agreed to remove the 14 boat slips from his adjacent motel pier as a proffer to obtain the 18 slips on the community pier and the two slips along the bulkhead. As a result, staff cannot support his request to retain the one boat slip on the south side of the motel pier. Accordingly, staff recommends the commission order the removal of the mooring pile and direct that no boats be moored overnight on the south side of the motel pier, as was originally stated as a condition of the commission permit. The remainder of the project is unprotested and represents a reconfiguration of the permitted slips. Had the applicant not constructed the additional two slips, finger piers, and pilings prior to receiving authorization from VMRC, the modification would most likely have been considered as a page 2 in front of the commission on one of their agendas. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the entire project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the code, staff recommends approval of the two additional finger piers, 12 additional mooring piles, and the relocation of the two boat slips onto his existing permitted community pier as constructed, with triple fees of $75 and a civil charge of $1,800 based on minimal environmental impact and major degree of deviation given the after-the-fact nature of the project, and all other conditions would remain in effect. Mr. and Mrs. Conklin are here, I believe.
Okay. Questions of Hank? Hank, who's contractor?
Jimmy Adams.
Okay. All right. No questions, Hank? Thank you. Is the applicant, Mr. Conklin, would like to be heard from, sir? Good afternoon, sir. Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name for the record, please, sir.
Richard Conklin.
You've heard what Hank has.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I respect Hank and his opinion, and I've had no trouble with him at all. He's been a pleasure to work with.
Great.
But I'd like to know up front that I had no intention of breaking the law or doing anything wrong. I was simply trying to correct the mistakes that were done on the drawing originally by Miss Ellen Grimes, who did my permit and the application for me. And believe me, I have no problem with her either, other than the fact that I had to correct some things that she did wrong. The extra piling that I put in, if you notice on the original permit, which the first one that we had approved, if you look at the piling on the right-hand side, let me just use this thing here. Okay. If you notice these piling right here, there's nowhere that you can't put 20 slip boats in here because you have nowhere to tie them. There has to be another piling right here, right off each finger pier. See what I mean? So I just, that is actually drawn up wrong. So when Jimmy was putting a piling in, I went down there one day and he had probably five or six piling in. I said, whoa, there's nowhere to tie another two boats up here. You know what I mean? You can't get two slips because you need another pile. So he said, well, what do you want me to do? I said, well, put another piling in. I didn't think it was wrong to do it right. You know what I mean?
I understand.
So we put another piling in. And that was one of the things that I did wrong. Here, she had put two slips here, which I wanted them all here. And she didn't put a finger pier here. There's no way really to get to your boat.
I guess the question I've got is, you noticed that she'd made an error at some point.
Yeah.
Did you just
say,
sir?
I know what you're going to say. I should have realized it or seen it.
Well, I'm not saying you should have done. I'm just wondering why. I mean, what happened?
Well, be honest with you, I just overlooked.
You just relied on it.
I just it was quick and it was moving fast, and I just kind of took their word that they knew what they were doing. And anyway,
and you were paying them to know what they were doing, I would presume.
Yeah,
I've had that happen before.
and Mr. Badger said, "Do not extend past the pier of Mr. Mason's." You know, when you go out. So I did not do that. I just made all these slips smaller, and put them in to work it all out in the same distance. Also made this 4 foot instead of 6 foot. these slips here, I give all of these up in order to do this. I didn't want to because I have a motel that sits right here, and I have a lot of fishermen that come down, and I need those slips. But in order to do this, I had to mitigate and give these slips up. And I did. I took all the finger piers. I put one pole in right here so my son-in-law could tie his boat up in here. And that was another boo-boo that I made that I shouldn't have done. So I guess I'm at the mercy of the court now and saying that I made some mistakes, you know, but not intentionally. Just trying to correct the problems that were made.
Questions for Mr. Conklin? Thank you, Mr. Conklin.
Okay.
Anyone else wish to be heard? Opposition? Support? Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Bowden.
Well, I think he's absolutely right on that drawing with the pilot. He had to have those. That was definitely an oversight on his contractor's part, his environmental contractor. Really was a wonder we didn't catch it, because anybody familiar would know you have to have a place to tie your boat up. You couldn't very well tie across two boats at a time. I think he realizes he's going to have to give up that slip, because that was part of the original deal on that one. I wouldn't consider that a major deviation, probably a moderate one. It's something he should have come back and taken care of. But I think $1,800 is probably too much. I think we should went with $1,200, which would be a moderate degree. So I would like to make a motion that we allow after-the-fact permit, direct removal of the additional slip that he left on the hotel pier, and we assess the civil charge of $1,200 for a moderate deviation from the permit.
Mr. Robbins? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Conklin.
Yes,